when I was 2 years old, my dad was diagnosed with esthesioneuroblastoma, a form of brain cancer, very rare. And he would live with that for 20 years. And so he experienced firsthand, our family experienced firsthand, the impact of, man, what if something happens to you and you can't go to work? And guess what? Guess if you don't pass away in the, you know, first year of that illness. And so in many cases, these can prolong. And in my dad's case, for 20 years, can you imagine not collecting a paycheck for 20 years? So anyways, I found out the insurance company offered something like this. And I thought, you know what? My dad had cancer. He had already passed away by that time. And so I went to ask my mom. I said, Mom, did we ever use anything like that? Did dad have anything like disability insurance? She was like, yes, that is the only reason we continued to live in the house that we had purchased, you know, back in 98. And that's what kept everything intact.
Welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, social friends, welcome to another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. If you don't know what that means, that's hashtag for Rockstars Rockin'. And today I have another incredible rock star guest, my friend from the West Coast, Robert Clark, otherwise known as the Income Advisor at The Income Advisor on Instagram with his, what is it now, 2-3 million followers. What's up, Robert?
Not quite. I'm doing awesome. How are you, Eric? Thanks so much for having me.
Sure, buddy. I'm living the dream. You want to know why I'm living the dream?
I was going to say, are you really? I do want to know why.
Well, some might say it's a nightmare, right? Because we're all living through this pandemic. But no, I am living the dream. And I'll tell you why. The reason I'm living the dream is not just because you're on the show today. That's one, but we'll get to that in a second. The real reason I'm living the dream is because we're happy, we're healthy, family's good, business is good. And although I'll be the first to admit, business is slower, I can't complain because one, we're in the insurance business, which is a long-term residual trail of good things that happen when you're in the insurance world. But two, there are so many people in this world that are so far off, worse than myself and probably even yourself. So I am living the dream. We will get through this and that's the honest opinion of myself and I imagine yourself and many others that I associate with. So Robert, let me ask you a question. You can touch on anything I spoke of, but let me ask you a question because I truly love it and I got to get one of those hats. Talk about advice first. Let's start with that because that just, it knocks off the page right now. Anybody watching, they want to know how to get that hat.
Absolutely. So I don't usually wear a hat for special occasions like this, although isolation has done terrible things to my hair. So I'm still waiting to go somewhere and get my ears lowered professionally.
If I was wearing a hat, it would be this one. Right?
I know. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised it's not on your head, like cemented onto your head.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Advice first is all about just that. It's worrying about giving advice first and not trying to sell anyone a bill of goods, whether it's right or wrong. We should approach people with the intention of helping them with however we can best serve them, and put anything else as far as, you know, closing or contracting them, put that all to the side. And I think if you do that enough over the long term, like you're saying, what's the famous saying? You help a million people get what they want, and you'll have what you want. So I'm a full believer in that.
Zig Ziglar, I love it. Yes, that's one of the things I live and breathe by. Zig Ziglar and giving value, helping people. I'm a big fan of my friend Bob Berg, author of millions of copies sold, The Go Giver. If anybody's never read that book, read it, like download it on Audible if you don't like to read or you don't know how to read. But with all seriousness, I love what you just said, because when you said advice first, to me, all I'm hearing is value. Give value first. Always create immense value. And then at some point in the future, long term, you certainly have the right and you sustain the ability to ask for the order. And that's fine. We are all here to feed our families, but give value first. Give advice first. So, Robert, tell everybody about yourself as far as what you specialize in and what you do, because you do some really incredible things that, from my perspective, I don't do them. I mean, I'm literally not, I'm in your industry, you're in my industry, in the insurance world, but I don't do what you do. I don't specialize and focus on your area of the insurance industry. So I'd love for people to learn about that.
Absolutely. So our specialty, we are income protection specialists. And instead of income protection, our industry keeps referring to it as long-term disability. So what I do is I come in and work alongside a benefits broker, or even support them, you know, kind of from that upper corner and just give them some guidance. But I help them understand like what would happen to a higher income earner or someone in a key strategic role within an organization. What would happen if they had to go on claim with that long-term disability policy? And generally, I would say 99% of the time, there's some insufficiencies in what the executives thinks they would receive and what they will actually receive. And so we try and true up that model, whether that means, you know, increasing insurance benefits or at least providing the right education so that everyone in the organization is aware and financially educated. I think, you know, empowerment is one of the best deliverables that we can bring to a benefits advisor and their client. And so we're just solely focused in that space of consulting organizations with their benefits broker on long-term disability exposures.
So can you dive, we still have a few minutes if you're okay, can you dive a little bit deeper into that with respect to how you even got started in the industry and where your why came from? I'm always big on talking about finding your why. Start with why, Simon Sinek. And I know it because I've talked to you and I'm a friend of yours, but you have a really deep passion for what you do. And I think a lot of us in insurance have a passion for some reason, everybody to hear yours.
Yep, absolutely. And it's an important one to me. So, you know, coming out of college, we try a couple different careers. And for the longest time I was working in motocross. Then, you know, I had an insurance carrier offer me a position to work with them. And I just thought, man, how boring is that? And
that happened to you too?
That happened. I think that happened to everyone at some point. But what was really unique, Eric, is I had this defining moment when I was fully understanding what exactly that insurance company did. And they provided income replacement for people who went out on disability, right? It just so happened that when I was 2 years old, my dad was diagnosed with esthesioneuroblastoma, a form of brain cancer, very rare. And he would live with that for 20 years. And so he experienced firsthand, our family experienced firsthand the impact of, man, what if something happens to you and you can't go to work? And guess what? Guess if you don't pass away in the, you know, first year of that illness. And so in many cases, these can prolong. And in my dad's case, for 20 years, can you imagine not collecting a paycheck for 20 years? So anyways, I found out the insurance company offered something like this. And I thought, you know what? My dad had cancer. He had already passed away by that time. And so I went to ask my mom. I said, Mom, did we ever use anything like that? Did dad have anything like disability insurance? She was like, yes, that is the only reason we continued to live in the house that we had purchased, you know, back in 98. And that's what kept everything intact. And so at that point, this was 7 or 8 years ago now, at that point, I felt so closely tied to the purpose of disability insurance, knowing that not enough people out there understand it, right? There's several people even in the insurance industry that don't fully comprehend what disability insurance is and does. And so I just thought, man, I have this story. I've lived the with someone facing an illness inside of our house. And not only that, but a key leader within our house and our main breadwinner. I know how important family and recovery was. And I know we were able to focus on those two aspects because we didn't have to worry about finances as a third threat.
Yeah, I I'm not going to share every detail of mine, but I really do believe everybody, at least everybody I associate with and I've met in the insurance world, has a similar story, which developed into that passion. Because let's just face it, right? Not a single person I know, whether close friends or family or mere acquaintances, everybody knows somebody who's gone through a dread disease, a catastrophic illness, somebody in their close or immediate family or friends. The number one killer in America is heart disease. The number two, close second, is cancer, right? Lifetime stats for a man to get cancer is 1 in 2. For a woman is 1 in 3. So that's where the impact and meaning comes from for me. And I obviously, as you shared it, it's there as well for you. As we wrap up, I wanted to ask you, is there anything else that you're passionate about, whether it's insurance or business related, that you could share with everybody, something unique perhaps that you wanted to get out there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing this is probably where some people mentioned something really cool. Like I play the drums or I'm a lead singer in a band or, you know, I don't know. I at one point I played on a professional baseball team. Unfortunately, I'm not gifted with any of those kind of hobbies. Instead, I'm just a closet finance nerd. And so, you know, I thoroughly enjoy the discussion around income protection and income replacement. And taking that to the next level is thinking about, okay, how are some ways that you can self generate some more residualized, some what I like to call sustainable income sources. And so all things real estate, all things e-commerce, you know, that's kind of where I tend to gravitate towards. Because when I get the question from a professional about, well, hey, do I really need this insurance? I want to know how to identify what other sustainable income sources they might have. And it's not just knowing about them, it's about living them. So I'm a huge real estate investor, real estate fan. I do run some e-commerce things as well. And I have teams that kind of run those aspects. I run Advice First and in the limited capacity that exists. And so it's just a lot of those things, I guess you could say entrepreneurial, but I've really dug deep into this sustainable income conversation. And that probably is my hobby, as nerdy as that is.
That's all right, man. We can superimpose some black frame glasses with the white tape.
Hold on. Oh, man.
You have them?
I don't have tape. I'm running out of tape. I keep having to replace it.
Some white tape right there.
It's there.
Here you go. All right. Well, listen, you said it all, my friend. I appreciate you coming on. This, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this is the definition of a rock star. Rocking. Hashtag Rockstars Rocking. If you're not already following that hashtag, give it a shot and see more videos of former and current and future guests on our show. Real quick, Robert, how can people reach you if they want to reach out to you and learn more about anything?
Yeah, you know, any major social media channel, I'm on Instagram under the Income Advisor. Again, financial nerdiness coming out there. Facebook, even if you want to see what I eat on a regular basis or some family photos. And then LinkedIn, Robert Clark, and I have some alphabet soup behind my name. You'll be pretty easy to identify me there. So
perfect. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. Everybody remember, advice first, value first. I'm Eric Silverman. That's Robert Clark at the Income Advisor on Instagram. And as I always say, don't just have a great day, make it a great day. I know we...
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rockstars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, Rockstars, keep rocking.